My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tone, I was always told it was the coach's fault. Rodney McLeod was on with us yesterday, and we asked him about penalties, and I'm going to busk for a minute because I accidentally just sprung that up on Owen because we've been a little bit... Oh, poor Owen had a flat on the way in today, so we've been thrown off by a lot of things today. Not that you find folks out there care, but I do because I care about Owen and I care about what goes on in his life. So we were a little bit thrown into a tizzy, but we have Owen now. And Rodney McLeod yesterday had spoken... We had asked him a question about the penalties. And Rodney McLeod had spoken to us, Tone. And you remember what he was talking about with the penalties, where he put it on the players. He didn't put it on the coaches. Hit it.
That is a player ownership, right? Like, we are the ones that line up, that bring all the plays to life. And we hold a responsibility to ensure that we do our job and we don't hurt the team.
So what do you think, Tone? Is it more on the players or on the coaches?
Yeah, I've always thought this was definitely on the players. I think it's something that a lot of fans,
wow,
they grasp at when they're looking for more support behind why they hate a coach or why they don't like a coach or why they want a coach fired or why they want to blame a coach for a loss. And they'll just simply look at the penalties. And I've been guilty of it. That first game in 2019 against Tennessee, what did we have? 16 penalties, 17 penalties?
I think it was 17 they were called, but they really had 19 or something.
Yeah, we looked like the most undisciplined team in the history of football. And now, as it turns out, that year, I think you can understand. Like, there might not have been the attention to detail. But the reality is, you know, there are different types of penalties. Like, you could have a team that has a number of penalties associated with, like, losing your composure. Kind of like we saw Ja'Marr Chase and the Cincinnati Bengals. Like, the Bengals clearly have no control over Ja'Marr Chase right now. And that you know, you can look at that, and do you think that's a player issue or do you think that is a coaching issue? You know, when the Browns had all those holding penalties, I told Ken, I'm like, yeah, maybe they just didn't want to get Deshaun Watson killed. They were all pretty blatant holds. Maybe they coach him to, hey, don't get our quarterback killed. Well, that's good coaching, right? That's not bad coaching. And that's not all of a sudden, well, we don't understand, you know, the fundamentals or the mechanics. I mean, some of these are veteran players committing these holds. Maybe that reverts us to a conversation about, you know, the difference in offensive line coaches. Either way, I've never been one to go after the coaches on most of these. Now, I know there were a number of illegal procedure and, you know, alignment penalties, and they changed the rules over last year, and I think you've seen a ton of these around the NFL. Like, if they don't get those fixed by week four, all right, now I'm going to ding the coaches on that. But up until then, no, I'm going with players.
So you're going to put it on the play. See, because I've always heard in just about every situation that it was on coaching. But to be honest with you, Tone, I've always heard it from players, former players, who have put it on the coaching. And I thought it was kind of a cop-out. But, I mean, you're right. Like, if a guy has a block in the back, do I coach him to have a block in the back? Do we need to go over blocks in the back and how they're not supposed to be done? You know, is there anything like that? Like that, I'm not sure. So I'm a little bit torn because, I mean, you had double-digit penalties, what, 11 or 10 in week one. You had 12 in week two, which I thought that the number would come down and actually went up by one. You know, this week it's going to have to be cleaned up. I know it's only Wednesday, but, I mean, you're going to have to play a clean sheet against a bad football team to make sure that you get out there the way you want. Because I think a lot of folks, I don't know what the spread is. It's a pro football game, but I want to be relatively comfortable in the fourth quarter, I'd hope. 6.5, that's right. I want to be kind of relatively comfortable in the fourth quarter. I mean, if we have a two-possession lead in the fourth quarter, I know what happened against the Jets a couple of years ago, but I still want to feel relatively at ease in the fourth quarter there. And I think the penalty part of it, Tone, is one piece to it where, man, we could look a lot better and feel a lot better if we win and certainly clean up the penalties.
Yeah, I think some of it's luck. And, hey, every game you're going to have Myles Garrett jump off sides once or twice.
That's
is that bad
happen.
Coaching? Of course not. It's having a great a dominant pass rusher who is trying to time the snap and does so often that I'm never going to ding Myles Garrett for jumping off sides once or twice a game. I'm just not. Am I wrong on that?
No, I don't think you are because, if you're playing to a Pro Bowl, All-Pro, and defensive MVP level or, you know, defensive player of the year level, I think that, yeah, you can get away with one. Hopefully not two a game, but I think you can get away with one, except when it happens on third and short. Yeah, well,
I know exactly. We all know why he's doing it. He's trying to get the maximum amount of pressure on the quarterback as possible, right? But he also has to know, like, it's fourth quarter. We're in third and eight.
Well, he also.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Knows. I mean, and you see the way that these guys are.
I mean, he won player of the year.
And I don't, and we watch so much more Browns football than others. So I assume that there's other guys who have this happen to them as well. I'd like to see where TJ Watt is on this. Because you see the way that these guys set up. Remember, this is one of the things we're going to get. This is a little nitty gritty here. But you remember the illegal formation, guys being a little bit too far in the backfield, not enough guys on the line of scrimmage because their sets are so deep because they're cheating. Who's the guy from the Chiefs that escapes my memory right off the day? It's escaping all of us.
That does it every time?
The right tackle for the Chiefs that seems to do it every time to where he's almost timed it up where I think his timing's good, but I do think there are times where he's jumping, or excuse me, he is having a false start based on how quickly he's trying to time it up because he's trying to get a head start.
Jawan Taylor,
yeah. Thank you. Because these are sensational athletes going against each other. So it really is. It's when Kevin Stefanski says it's not a marathon, it's a series of sprints, it's right, and this is a sprint, and one guy's got to move backwards, which is very difficult, and the other guy's got to move forwards, but he's got to time it up, which is difficult in his own right. So I can accept it to a certain level with Myles Garrett, but some of the other penalties, I don't know what I'm supposed to work up about a holding penalty, but the illegal formations, the illegal shifts, that's enough to boil your blood. I mean, we got to go over some of that stuff as a football team. And so, I don't want to sit there and go, well, it's on coaching. Well, it's only coaching. I think you're right. I think if you're mad at coaches, you look at that as another reason to get upset with coaches. But I do think that if you're not a good football team and you have those penalties, it gets very sloppy. And then you have a Freddie Kitchens situation where, yeah, I don't think you went over any of that stuff.
Do you feel like you have the team right now that can overcome penalties like that? Because you asked me who the tackle was, and I'm a huge Chiefs fan. I don't know his name because I don't worry about when he gets a...
Ask me that question again at the beginning.
Do you think you have the team that can overcome penalties?
Right now?
Yes.
Not against good teams.
Because that's how
not
I
against
feel
good
as
teams.
A Chiefs fan. I don't really know Juwan Taylor's name offhand. I had to go look it up to make sure I was right. Because I don't worry about him getting a 5-yard penalty or 2 5-yard penalties. Because there's Patrick Mahomes.
Well, yeah.
And he's going to overcome it.
And against good teams, I don't think that we can do that right now. I hope that eventually we can, but we don't have Patrick Mahomes. So maybe halfway through the year we can, and I think
but
that we've had teams.
I think that looking at the coaches plays more of an emphasis for fans because they're going, hey, we don't have the stuff to overcome this being in 3rd and 15 as opposed to 3rd and 10.
And I think the coaches are already
either
probably.
One of them's not great.
Exactly. But. And I think they're probably already at the facility, but if they were listening to this, they'd have to agree. Is that right now, no coaching staff is just fine with penalties. The old stuff about the Raiders and things like that, I think that's just romanticism. I think that if you believe you have a team that can overcome them, you can accept them to a certain level, but even then, it makes you upset. I don't think anybody out there feels that as of right now, we have a team that can overcome those type of penalties against good football teams. You commit 11 penalties or 12 penalties against Philadelphia, I think you're going to be in big trouble. Or even Cincinnati, which I got to talk to Rapine about this, or Mo Egger about this coming up at 8, because I think that Cincinnati is not dead at 0-2. The Ravens, the same thing. The Chargers are going to be technically sound in that level. I know they're off to a good start and they don't have that many weapons, but I'm still going to put them to that level. You can't go out there and commit those penalties. And I think that as you get older, Tone, if it were high school or college, maybe I do go over some of the stuff with the coaches. This is part of what you get paid for, isn't it?
Well, the other part I wonder, and we have no idea right now, it's still too early in the season, how much is Ken Dorsey, how much authority, autonomy right now does Ken Dorsey have over the entire offense?
I don't know. That looked like a pretty big Kevin Stefanski offense to me on Sunday.
Well, it did to me too, but I'm talking about from the if you were to go to practice and watch the coaching of the offense right now and you were there for the entire period, is Ken Dorsey getting the same time as Alex Van Pelt, the same authority? Is he getting more?
Probably has more.
Is he getting less?
Probably has more.
It's impossible to say. We're not really hearing a lot about that. We're just all assuming based on how it looks. Yeah, it's Kevin Stefanski. But, you know, when we talk about attention to details, is Kevin Stefanski roaming around practice a little bit more, checking in on the defense, checking in on the special teams, and giving Ken Dorsey these periods? And is that any more, any less, or the exact same as Van Pelt? So we're inclined to just go after the head coach, right, for all those attention to detail things, all the offensive things, because Stefanski's been here, 2-time coach of the year. It's his football team. Nobody debates that. And from the looks of it, it was, again, back to the Kevin Stefanski offense. It wasn't any more wide open or spread them out more than what we've seen in years past. So it just leads us to wonder, I don't know, kind of looks like Stefanski's deal. What is Ken Dorsey actually doing? I have no idea.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home.
nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.